What time is it? It's time for the One Life Podcast. What time is it? It's time for the One Life Podcast. Let's go. Welcome to One Life, where we live in faith every day and we talk about everything that pertains to life. We are the show that is fun, transparent, and above all, we are Christ-centered. It is your girl, CC Eccles. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining with us on today. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Guys, thanks so much to all of our new listeners. Guys, welcome to One Life. And welcome back to all of our lifetime listeners. I really appreciate you guys. Listen, you know, God is just, he's so amazing. He's just so amazing. I just love him. I really do. I just love me some Jesus. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm being corrected. What's so funny is I tell people, I said CC stands for either God going to confirm his word through me or he's going to correct me. And he's been doing a lot of correcting lately. Little girl. He's been doing a lot of correcting lately, but we give God praise nevertheless because it lets me know that he loves me. Amen and amen. Listen, congratulations goes out to CC Winans. The Gospel Music Association has announced that she's going to be doing a couple of tours. Her next tour is going to be March the 20th at Liberty Township in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Princeton Pike Church of God. So if you guys are in Ohio the week of the 20th, check out CC Winans. Go ahead now and get your tickets. Also, she's going to be in Detroit, Michigan at the Fox Theater on March the 21st. So there are so many different dates that she's going to be. So to find out if she's going to be in your city, go to spellmusic.org. That's spellmusic.org. Yes, we got to support people. And, you know, they used to have a lot of plays out. I haven't really seen a lot of plays of late, but my girl Stephanie Renee, you know, she interviewed with us and sat down and talked with us a couple of weeks ago. Well, she's going to be in a play called What About Jesus? And I went to see one play that she did. She did a phenomenal job, y'all. She's just so talented. She can sing, she can preach. Now she can add acting to her repertoire. So big shouts out to my girl, Stephanie Renee. She's going to be in a play called What About Jesus? April the 19th at 7 p.m. and April the 20th at 4 p.m. And it's sponsored by G.A. Ford Production. So if you guys want to know more about that particular play or if you need additional information, just go to G.A. Ford Production /WAJ. All right. I want to remind you to give to the poor. I know you guys give your tithes and offering, but also give to the poor, give to the needy, give to those that are in need. Be a blessing to someone. Just be a blessing to someone. Okay. And have you told someone about Jesus Christ? Had it not been for someone sharing Jesus Christ with me, I told you guys, I said often, I got ministered and witnessed to when I worked at the bank. And this young lady just asked me if I knew Jesus. And at that time, I thought I did. But to my surprise, I just had good church membership attendance. That was basically it. But we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So be sure to share the gospel. Be sure to share your faith, your testimony, your experience with someone that you know and with someone you may not know. Strike up a conversation because we talk about everything under the sun. Let's start talking about Jesus, okay? Let's just start talking about him. All right, so when we come back. Well, hello there. Let me get you a cup of tea. You know, here we serve tea all day long. That's right. We give you the tea. We give you the talk, the encouragement, and the affirmations. Now remember, our tea is always piping hot. No one likes lukewarm tea. If you know, you know. Now don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Life lesson number 52. You know, recently God has been instructing me to cast down negative thoughts. Not sure why, when these thoughts come into our head, we let those thoughts marinate in our mind. Oh my God. Well, we got to stop doing it, and we got to cast those thoughts and send those thoughts back from which they came, and that is from the pits of hell. Cast down those thoughts and everything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. That's what the Word of God tells us to do. It's high time we start being obedient. Get rid and reject the negative thoughts, okay? Your soul will thank you for it later. Life lesson number 52. And we are back. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 through 2. And it reads, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offer strange fire before the Lord." I want us to pay close attention to the words "strange fire." "And offer strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not." Number two, "And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them," meaning the sons, "and they died before the Lord." Today, we're going to be talking from the topic, the strange fire. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you. God, we honor you. God, we bless your name. God, we love you. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you participate, Lord God, in this episode, oh God. Father, have your way. Do with it as you see fit, for you are always cordially invited, Lord God. Father, I pray for illumination and wisdom as I bring forth what I believe you have given me to say, Lord God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening right now and those that will be listening to the replay, God. I pray, Lord God, that you will minister to them and give them what they need. In Jesus' name, I pray. And it is so. Amen and amen. So today, we're going to be talking about the strange fire. The strange fire. Now, prior to chapter 10, as I was reading and studying, there were some specific instructions that Moses gave Aaron. The chapters talk about offerings unto God, talks about the sin offering, talks about peace offering, and God gave Aaron specific instructions to present the offering before God. Aaron followed those instructions to the T. But when we come to the chapter 10, where we hear and learn of Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, they kind of took matters in their own hands. Moses, neither did Aaron tell them specific instructions as to how to present an offering before the Lord. They put fire and they put incense. And scripture calls it that offering a strange fire because they did it their way. And they did not wait for how God wanted things to be done. My God, Jesus. I find this passage of scripture to be very interesting because I too have done many things, and maybe you have too, but I always talk about me. I too have done things my own way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I didn't wait to get instructions from God. I just did it my own way. When you're presenting a strange fire before God, it means to serve without an order, to serve without obedience to authority. Keep in mind, I said earlier that Aaron got instructions from Moses when they were preparing offerings to be presented to God. He got instructions. He got instructions from someone in authority over him. Now, his sons, on the other hand, they didn't. They just, hey, we finna light this up. We gonna let it do what it do, and we gonna see what happened. Well, they saw what happened. It was rejected by God. And scripture says in verse 2, and there went out a fire from the Lord and devoured them, meaning Aaron's two sons. And it says, and they died before the Lord. See, the old Testament, they weren't planned. They were not planned. We cannot present strange fires to God. I remember we can't do things our own way. There has to be set order. I remember there used to be a time in the church we never would walk across the altar because we considered the altar to be sacred. We just didn't walk across the altar. We would have to go around. That's just how I was kind of brought up. We had to go around. I don't care where the bathroom is, you couldn't walk across that altar because it was considered sacred. Glory to God. It was considered sacred. We have to get back to reverencing the things of God. We gotta remember that God is a holy God. We say whatever we want to say in the pulpit. We do whatever we want to do in the pulpit. My God, Jesus, we thank God for mercy and grace. We make fun, we laugh, we ridicule people from the pulpit. Hallelujah. We got to get back to reverencing the things of God. People dance provocatively in the pulpit, in the choir stand. We got to stop doing that. It's a strange fire. It's a strange fire. We got to get back to the altar being sacred. Are we giving God strange fires with our worship? Do we do things our own way? God has specifically given us instructions. He said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are we in the spirit of God when we worship him? Are we worshiping him with a true, honest heart and an honest posture before God? Are we giving him strange worship? My God. We lift up our hands before God and we call it worship. After we've had all in our hearts, after we just got out of bed with somebody, come on now. Come on now. We got to get back to honoring the things of God. Glory to God. It's not okay. I don't care what your pastor okay. I don't care what he says is all right, just for a joke. We better get back to honoring and respecting the things of God. Everything ain't funny. Everything ain't funny. Strange fire, my God, Jesus.
We have to make sure that when we're worshiping God, when we're lifting up holy hands, that it's not a fleshly worship. Fire represents God's holy presence. Fire represents God's power, God's glory. Fire represents purification. It's a cleansing agent of the Holy Ghost. What's the opposite of that? The opposite of that is strange. The opposite of that is a strange fire. A strange fire is when we do things our own fleshly way. You know, scripture talks about, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 1:29 through 30. It says that no flesh shall glory in my presence. It's so many times we're fleshly. We're so fleshly. And I'm saying we. And we got to get back to being holy. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if it ain't popular in 2024. I don't care if people twerking in the church. Y'all do that if y'all want to. But y'all better be careful. Y'all better be careful. Because it's strange. Strange worship and strange fire. Glory to God. And scripture says that Aaron's son, it says in verse 2, and there went up fire from God and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Whether we die a physical death or a spiritual death, God ain't playing. When we're offering ourselves up, when we're giving him worship, when we're singing praises unto him, and we know, and we're lifting up hands, and our hands ain't holy or pure before God, our hearts are not pure before God, it's strange worship. It's a strange fire. Glory to God. I just want us to get back to basics. I just want us to get back to worshiping and honoring God because he's worthy of it. Everything ain't no jokey joke. God is about to come back any second now. Any second now. We want to make sure we have the right posture before him. Hallelujah. We got to stop doing things our own way. Aaron's two sons took it upon themselves, you know, to put incense in their censer. Nobody told them to do that. They took it upon themselves to do it. Their dad, on the other hand, listened to the instructions of Moses and specifically to the letter did what he asked him to do in order to prepare an offering before God. We give our money, we plop it into the little pan, and we just go on and sit down. Offering is a form of worship. And I said this, obedience is the highest form of worship. It's not just about the sacrifice. Scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. So we have to obey the voice of God. That's what Aaron did. He obeyed Moses. But them two boys, they ain't obey nobody but themselves. They just said, we're just going to see what's going to happen. We cannot treat God and the things of God just any old kind of way. We better be presenting him with our best so that it can be acceptable, so that it can be a sweet smelling savior before him. We better be presenting God the best that we have to give. When we're worshiping God, when we're praising God, we better be giving God our best, our all. When we're doing things for people, we better be presenting our best to them. When we're giving God our all, when we're singing praises and lifting up holy hands before God, and when we're doing things for each other, we better make sure we're giving our best when it comes to sacred things, when it comes to our worship, when it comes to us offering ourselves to God. We better present it the way he said we need to be presenting it. We better be presenting things the way God says we are to present it, because fire represents his holy presence. It represents power. We can't be playing. God just not going to accept anything. He is a holy God. He is a king. He is a sovereign ruler. And we pity-pat him and just throw him anything. We better be giving him the best we can and start getting back to reverencing that altar and making that altar sacred again. Hallelujah. 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 God is deserving, and we so disrespect him. We so disrespect. Thank God for his kindness and his mercy. Thank God that we serve a merciful God. Stop disrespecting the things of God. We got to stop disrespecting him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a great God. God is a king. God deserves to be honored. God deserves to be respected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Moving forward, let's make a commitment that we will no longer present strange fires to God. We will no longer do that. But we will get back to giving him the respect, the honor, and the reverence that he so deserves. Let's make a commitment to do that, y'all. Everything ain't funny. Everything ain't funny. But let's respect the things of God. Let's honor him. It's time out for the strange fires. Amen. It's time out for the strange fires. Hallelujah. 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 Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you your homework assignment. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back in a moment.
You're listening to the One Life Podcast Show with CC Eccles, the show where Jesus Christ is Lord and is always welcomed. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. And we're back. Today, we've been talking from the topic, the strange fire. And we said that it's important that when we're offering up anything to God, that we make sure, number one, that we give our best. And number two, that we give it to him the way he instructs us to give it to him. If we're going to give God worship, he instructs us to give him worship in the spirit and with truth. Amen. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you come into my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross
and that you went to hell, that you conquered hell, death, and the grave, and you got up on the third day. Come into my heart and be Lord over my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you've repeated that simple prayer, then guess what? You are saved. It's important that you go to a Bible teaching church. You got a lot of different churches that's out here, but you make sure that they're teaching the uncompromising word of God. Amen and amen. If you like to send your experience to the ccelklesgroup@gmail.com, I love to read about it. We come back. I got your homework. Don't go nowhere. And we are back. Your homework assignment is going to be something that we're going to be trying to do from this day moving forward, and that is to hear the voice of God and obey the voice of God. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. If you ain't clear, fast and ask God and wait for clarity. Amen. Because we ain't finna be giving God no more strange fire. Amen. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. I love you guys to life. And until next time, y'all. Ciao. If you was blessed by today's episode, then send it to a friend. Or if you would like more information about the One Life podcast or for speaking engagements for CC Eccles, then go to www.theccelklesgroup.com.